Hey guys, I'm Tanasia Monet, and you are now tuning in to Talk with T, the podcast. All the single ladies. Now put your hands up. Hey guys, welcome back to this episode of Talks with T, the podcast. This is a special episode. It is Galentine's Day, and we have an amazing co-host, which is my best friend, Naija. Yay! Woo! Yay. So, we are going to get into a dope episode. It's called Love Me and Love Me More. And definitely, okay, she needs to take a break. Time out. She needs a refill of the wine. So we're drinking some Moscato for this episode. Coffee. So yeah, we're going to get right into it. So we have a series of cool things we're going to do today. We're going to ask some questions about relationships, love, sex, a little bit of that. But we're just going to get into it. So here is our jar. So in this jar is a series of questions that we have both come up with, and we're just going to answer the questions one by one. We're going to take a turn, shake the jar, if you can see the jar. And yeah, so I'm going to start. There she is again. There's a really big piece of paper in this jar, Naija, and I kind of think it's your question.
No, it's not mine.
So it's not. Mine is very inconspicuous at all.
Mine is very small.
Okay.
Come on. Let me just turn this around.
Okay, so what is the first
question? Take it. Cool. Whatever it is.
So, actually, before we get into this, we're going to talk a little bit about our friendship and how we met each other. So, Naish, my best friend, we met when we were, like, what, 11, 12?
12.
Like, 12-ish.
12, yeah.
And we met each other at Roy Wilkins Park summer camp.
Shout out to the camp, Roy Wilkins.
Okay. We was bad as hell in Roy Wilkins. Yes, being bad. Being grown.
I wasn't as much.
She wasn't.
I was calm. Tanisha was boldly.
I was boldly, and you know, yeah. So
great times.
But that's how we met, and so we are now 26. So yes. Over 14 years of
that's
friendship.
Crazy.
I know. It's lit. So I wanted to show off my gift because Naija got me a gift. So wait, hold up.
Yes.
This is my phenomenal gift that I'm going to open before we get into this episode. Look at this. How cute is this? Okay, not the ring light. Oh, okay. The ring light is given, but the, you know, but look cute. So cute.
The ring light is great. A birthday holiday long overdue.
Yes, I'm hyped. So I had to show it off, you know. Bubble bath, the smell goods that I love. And this. I don't know what it's called, but it's like a foofy. That's what I'm going to call it. But yeah.
Essentially.
Thanks, girl.
You're so welcome.
That calls for a disco moment. Oh my God. Okay, so let's get into the episode. So I pulled my question already out of the jar. Okay, so the first question of this podcast is, should we be putting pressure on a man to commit, settle down, or rush a man down the aisle? That's the first part of the question.
Okay.
And then the second part is, can that help or hurt the relationship long term? So, do you want to answer it?
Yeah. Should we be putting pressure on anyone? No. Not a man, not a woman.
Not anyone.
Not anyone, because that pressure is not necessarily going to produce something that's going to be
I feel like a lot of women think, like, you know, rush a man, put pressure on him, it's
going to
get him, man or woman, it's going to get him to do what you want him to do. But I ultimately feel like, and this gets to part two of that question, I ultimately feel like, you know, basically it can hurt the relationship.
It does hurt the relationship. First-hand experience.
Yes.
It has hurt my relationship even, or not now.
Not now. It not has, now. Let's be clear on that. We are single ladies.
Oh, I'm single. Well, single-ish. Single-ish.
Single-ish. We are both single-ish.
Single-ish. But, yeah, it did. It definitely hurt the relationship in the long run because the pressure, regardless of if you get what you would like in shorthand, like, or yeah, temporarily, in the long haul and at the end of all of this, the pressure is going to let up and reality is going to kick in, basically. Right. So, I don't think it can make the relationship any better. I think that it can hurt the relationship in the long run. But I also think that you shouldn't have to put pressure on anyone for anything.
I just kind of feel like it's a little bit weird. Like, if you have to put pressure on a person,
it's
like,
not the one. It's not the time.
Like, how is that genuine?
It's not genuine. That's what I'm saying. You should never have to do that. You should never feel you have to do that. And if you do desire that and this person's not ready for that, then it's not your time or this is not the person and that's just that.
That's just that. Like, on that.
Yeah.
That's so, just, ladies, like, that's just a piece of advice for us, you know. Who are
and
we?
Men, too, because I and was guys, pressured by a man.
What? I never had. Well, wait. No, I'm lying. Right. I usually run away, though, like, if that happens.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never. Like, if it gets to the point where I feel like a guy is just doing too much, like, I just am like, ooh, it's just way too much. But, like, I don't know. Like, as far as, like, pressure to commit, I don't think I've ever had that, but I also haven't had that many relationships, so yeah. I don't know, maybe.
I haven't had many, but it happens, but it's on either end, like, no one should pressure anyone for anything. If I have to pressure you for it, then it's not something it ain't that you it. Want to do. It's just quiet for it.
Quiet. Clip. Alright, it's your turn, Asia.
Alright. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how you mix up. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. We can both answer.
Yes. Okay.
What can is being it? In the wrong relationship affect your mental health?
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
So, I... Yeah, that is ultimately, like... I feel like, for me, the reason why I'm single-ish... It's because I need to really be mindful of my own mental health and how being attached to someone else will affect and can affect me, you know? So, like, I definitely think, like, that's something that we all need to be mindful of as women. Yes. Like, what type of man are you attaching yourselves to? And is he, you know, is he promoting you to actually take care of your own mental health and not being toxic as fuck? And not, you know...
Being your best, really.
Yes, exactly.
That's
so,
what a man or anyone who's coming into your life should be doing. Promoting your best.
Exactly.
And if that's not the case, yeah. A relationship, like, with this person, that's not...
A friend brought it to my attention, and, like, it's something maybe we could just touch upon. But basically saying to me, like, you know, if you're not physically in shape and you're with a man or woman... And, or not even that, like, if you're not living to your highest potential and that person just watches you, like, go down an unhealthy downward spiral, like, it is their responsibility, in a sense. Because I was thinking, like, you know, that's not that person's problem. But at the same time, it kind of is. Like, if you are committing to actually being in a serious relationship, like, I do kind of feel like we are obligated, in a sense, to, like, motivate the person that we're dealing with.
Yeah,
to be better.
Yeah, I feel you are obligated, but also you should just want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of this comes down to what is the purpose of this? I've been thinking a lot on that lately of what is the purpose? Like, what is this worth it? So, if you're not promoting my best and you're not helping me and you don't feel like you need to, you shouldn't really be my partner in any way. Right. I'm not sure.
I would have to agree.
Yes.
Next question. Sir. No, the long it's on a long paper. This is it. Oh my God. Okay. Do you think that the way we're being conditioned to believe that we're complete once we get a man slash husband, is guiding most of the women
who believe or want
that title.
Whatever it is.
Do we really want that for
ourselves,
or is it
ingrained in us
that we need it?
Or should have it, ultimately?
I definitely would say that I think it is ingrained in us.
Yeah.
Because I know...
You can really look deeply.
I know, like, a few women that are like, I don't want to get married. And, like, once upon a time, I was one of those women that were like, I don't see the benefit of it. And I was just like, no, like, what's the point of that? Like, I can just be with my friend or a partner for, like, a long period of time, and we don't have to go through the legality of marriage or the society pressures of, like, what marriage should look like, right. You know? So, yeah, I definitely think that that is something that society is ingraining in us, and probably, like, our, you know, grandma's grandma, they had no choice,
right,
but to be the caretaker, and the men were taking care of them, so they had to stay with them, and they had to be married, because honestly, like, women couldn't even do anything, like, they couldn't really do much, so I feel like that is the reason why.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Me too. I just always think it's important for us to think and look at ourselves. In terms of, why do I really want this? Or, is this really what I want for myself? Because it's so easy to just go off of what you think. Naturally, subconsciously, this is what I want. Yeah. But it's like, no, you've been taught that this is what you want. This is what you should want. But then when you really look at yourself, do you want to see this person every day? Do you want to not have a day or two to yourself during the week as much as you care for them and love them? Do you really
have to see them in your space? That you don't want to see them when you're married or that's your husband or wife, you know?
Like, I need my space. And will they respect that? Will you, you know what I mean? It's a lot. It's a lot of factors. And a lot of us don't think about it. I've been one of those people. But, and I didn't think about that. But it was just something I really thought and wanted to bring light to. Like, we should really think about, do I really want this man to be my man? Or do I just want to feel secure? Do I just want to feel comfortable? Do I just want to fulfill what I feel like I should be checking off in my life?
Yeah. That's a good point. That is a good point. Because, like, a lot of people, it's just like this. A lot of women will say that it's just this pressure. It's like, okay, once you graduate, now you need to find a husband. Okay, now you found a husband. Now you need to have kids. Right. Like, it's like this never ending.
And sometimes we put it on ourselves because of what we feel is expected, and sometimes it is just pressed onto us. Yeah. A lot of people, I'm not going to say it's not in people's families, cultures.
Yeah. For sure. Culturally.
Culture. Yes. Your turn.
Okay. That was a good one. That was really a good one because it is something to think about. Like, us as women and ladies that are listening, all my listeners, you know, just to think about that. Like, in terms of, you know, especially with a holiday like Valentine's Day.
Right.
Like, is this something that we have to subscribe to because society says...
Do you want
to
subscribe to it?
Right. Because it's expensive. Like, let me tell you this.
Right. You get a little card.
God! Ah! Not a little card!
Take a
But for real, it's really expensive to subscribe to this Valentine's Day thing. Like... And I'm sure for these men.
Right.
Like, it's always this joke talking about some... on social media. We be talking about some men be breaking up with their girlfriends.
I saw that.
They be breaking up their girlfriends because they don't got money. Like, that is a shame. That is a damn shame that people will feel like they have to do that. Like,
and it's just a shame if... you actually won't accept your man don't have money on Valentine's Day.
Right.
You might not have money.
Right. But they don't care.
Or you may have money now, but you didn't at the beginning of the week.
Right.
Like.
Because the bill system. Oh, okay. We having too much fun with this.
Exactly. Okay.
All right.
Oh. I'm supposed to be reading the question. Ooh.
All right.
Sex on the first date? Is this something that's still frowned upon? Or is it normal now? can read and answer you.
Okay.
Can I? I guess. Anyway.
I think. People need to do what they want to do, to be honest.
Definitely. Feel like live your life for you.
I feel like if you happen to have sex with a guy on a first outing, a first meeting, a first date, I really don't see anything wrong with that if the vibes are right. Like if the chemistry is right. There, like you about to make yourself stressed and go home. Knowing you really was like, you know, y'all was vibing.
It happened.
But you just felt like, oh, I can't do this because I'm going to be seen as, like, a hoe or whatever. Like, I feel like people need to do what they want to do.
Do what you want to do, but also be ready to deal with whatever comes with doing what you want to do.
True that.
If the vibes are great and all of that, great. If that's what ends up happening, okay. But you just always be aware of yourself and how this is going to impact you.
Yeah.
Because if it's, like, it's really either or. It may turn out like, regardless of this first date sexual happening, we still gonna cook it and we're gonna make it somewhere further.
Right.
I can attest to that being so in life.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Or it could be the other turn where it's like you had sex on this first date and now things are different and this person doesn't talk with you or now they act funny or now they see you differently. You have to be
aware
of how you see
that. That's a lot of women's fears because a lot of women.
Can you accept either or?
Well, yeah, and I also think, like, so if you're going out or hanging out on the first date, that shouldn't be your first couple conversations, you know? So, like, I feel like you can kind of gauge a man's moral and his perspectives on that by a phone conversation.
Definitely that, and just, we can know sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe sometimes you don't know. We don't know what we don't know, but
because some of them silently judge.
Yeah, some of them do.
Some people silently judge other people about what their choices are. And then a lot of times it's seen as, oh, if you was doing this with me, you might have been doing this with
me. Yeah,
him.
That like, is. And some people are more verbal about it and some people are not.
Yeah.
But I say, at least at this time in life, how I see, you should be with or growing or getting to know someone, whatever it's going to lead, if you're serious about this person or you're interested, you should be able to have this conversation and it should be open. I mean,
yeah.
You know, sure. I've had a new friend and a new guy and we've been able to talk about anything.
I'm like, and
we've been able to talk about anything.
Right.
As early as a few weeks in, just because it's like, I'm interested, you're interested, and if that's taboo, then maybe it is someone who is silently judging you,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you can talk about whatever and express your feelings and views, maybe it's a great person.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. Do what y'all want. You know, be safe and do it responsibly.
Definitely that.
Don't be out in these streets wilding out. Okay. Ooh, I like this question. Okay. So do you feel like there is the one? Or do you think anyone can feel like the one if you want them to?
There is a one. If I just said this today, whatever is destined will be.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel like for a lot of us, there is the one. I do think that is something. One person who is just meant for your life. And some of us, there's the two. So, I mean, I hate to say it. I hate to say it that way. But maybe there's the one in your first love and marriage. And you all have your children together. And that doesn't happen. And then you get older. And then there's another one who you grow old with. And maybe that's what I mean by the two.
Oh, yeah.
But
okay.
I do believe there is the one, or hopefully not have to be the two, but maybe that. There is that, but I also feel like we can convince our minds. I feel like it's both possible. Well, no, there's definitely the one for some if that's our destiny. But then I do think that some of us want someone to fulfill this or that, and in our minds we can fabricate whatever we want.
We'll make ourselves believe that.
Until we crash, or until we are able to face the reality of it.
Yeah.
It has happened to me.
Yeah.
I will say that as a testimony that I am beyond that stage. But yes, it has happened.
Absolutely.
This person, I wanted to fit into this mold of what my life should have been like, and who he should have been for me, and because that's what I wanted. And yeah, he was the one because it happened, and we're together, and we created that, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. This is a tough one because I honestly feel like I really do feel like I've met my soulmate in a lot of different people. And, like, this is the reason why I feel like the one could be fitting for the, whatever time in your life and season. So it could be the one for that season. But that's the real. One eternally, I don't know.
I think some people's destinies have the one for eternity. So, yes. My daddy and stepmother... their foundation is strong and in God. I'm not promoting no type of religious views on the podcast, but I'm just...
That's just not...
Oh my God. I'm just saying, their foundation, it would have to be the ice cream truck falling from the sky before that's broken. Like, that is the one. And that is the two for my dad, you know? There was my mom and there's my stepmom. So he is the two type of situation.
Yeah.
But I tell you this, the second, that's it. You know what I mean? That's clearly, like, they're meant for each other. It's evident, like, their growth and how God has blessed that family. Yeah. So I think so. I think there may be, for some of us, a destined, the one, the two. Some of us,
and that, you know what, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I might know who the one is, but then, again, I also do feel like maybe...
This is a season. I get what you're
maybe
saying.
Maybe, like, you know, in a different season of my life is changing, my life, like, it might not be that, you know, because I felt that, I don't think I've ever felt like this person is like completely compatible with me.
Right.
Like, I feel like I've met that person in this phase of my life, but then at the same time, like, I don't know what the next phase might hold. It might bring like a whole different level to my changes as a woman.
Yeah. And so who you are.
Yeah.
As a person, which then could change what you like and desire for yourself and what you want.
True that. That was different. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know, guys. Y'all gonna have to tell me what y'all think as far as feedback on, is there one? Is there that one? Because
there is that one for some of us. We should not be seeking.
The one.
The one should just happen.
How do you know who's the one? What is all these noises?
I think we should just let things actually happen and not be like, girl, we going out tonight. Oh my gosh. Let me put on my 5-star and... try to find the one. Like, not that type of thing. We're not trying to seek out the one, you know? No, that's not how it is. But if I believe that some of us have it meant to happen, and that's when it happens.
Right. That's good.
And it happens over time. Ooh. Best friend with benefits or boyfriend?
Sip the coffee.
Who has more fun? Which would we prefer and why? Best friend with benefits or boyfriend?
So guys, like, some of these questions, like, she don't even know the actual questions, like, because this is not a rehearsed podcast. This is a natural and authentic, raw expression. So, yeah.
Was saying earlier too, I just feel like the mutual understanding. I mean, best friend, you can be one of my best friends. You know, I have two bestest friends.
Any male bestest friends?
No, you, Mary.
Right.
Bestest. You know? So. But best friends with benefits, I wouldn't. Yeah, once you're my best friend with benefit, I feel like it's synonymous with boyfriend.
Kind of.
It's synonymous. It's not like, who has more fun. Like, it's essentially the same thing.
The reason why, my
depends
perspective.
Depends on what type of friend that is, though.
Right. Because my perspective.
Are you a friend that has just me or a friend that
is, like, open?
Is, yeah.
My perspective on that is that a lot of times when the boyfriend or girlfriend label is put on people, it starts to alter, like, how genuine or authentic people become. Like,
yes.
It's unfortunate to say that, like, people lie to their boyfriend and girlfriend. But with your best friend, you might not be able to lie so much because they know you
right.
prior to the benefits. You know, they know who you are. They know what type of movements you're doing. Like, if you're best friends, like, you pretty much don't have that filter with each other. Mm-hmm. You don't really have to put that filter on it because it's like, okay, you know me, I know you. You know what I'm saying? But when it's like you're just meeting a guy and then go straight into the romance and, like, let's be boyfriend-girlfriend type energy, I feel like it's a little bit like people are, they're not really showing you as much as themselves as opposed to best friends with benefits. It is synonymous. It definitely is synonymous, but I feel like it's a level of authenticity you get from, like, having a friend that transitions into maybe a boo thing, as opposed to having a guy you just meet and that's your boyfriend.
Yeah, that's real, because then... I think I need...
Girl.
I can say, looking at my experiences in both, I've had both, and I've definitely had the boom, you became my boyfriend, and then boom, on the other hand, we're friends, and we're aware of that, and we're going to possibly become something else. Right. And it did feel like the situation where we met, and we were together from that day forward, you and my boo.
Right.
My boo. Okay.
Ooh.
Yes.
And when we were younger, you were my boo. Yeah, those are always the most, like, hot and heavy.
And intense. And not always safe, because you're going real fast and you're going to crash. That's what happened to me. But regardless, this is not about me. The point is, that situation definitely was a situation where, because he was my boyfriend so quickly and he was my man so quickly, some things were covert. And some things were not established and respected and understood over time because we just got right into it.
Right.
Like, and that's where the problem came, because it's like, now it seems like you're hiding things, and it's like, no, you just don't know that about me because we met each other and became boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
Like, you know, versus like someone who is my friend and we are really transparent, but we're becoming whatever we're becoming over time.
Right.
Like, it feels a little bit more fun and just comfortable not knowing that this is not my boyfriend. And if someone calls him and I don't know who it is, I'm like, oh, that's my man, and I don't... You know what I'm saying? He seems like he's acting shady. No, that's my friend.
That's my best friend. Wait, hold up.
Yes, that's way better. It's a better feeling to know that because, maybe we're messing around, but you know what? He hasn't made this commitment.
This event is for people that want to get into real estate.
It wasn't just here's how to flip a house. It's here's how to have a success.
I know, we're going to have to take a commercial for this. For this.
Get up!
We got to play this song.
Won't you throw it in a circle? Yes!
Ooh!
Cause my best friend Fanta, she Fanta.
Enough of the ratchetry. But
right.
That's my best friend. And
right.
That's it.
That seems more fun. What was it? Fun or preferred?
Right.
And it either is fun, but your feelings and emotions are going to be way more deep when you've made a commitment to someone who is your boyfriend or girlfriend or.
That's true.
Versus your friend who we know this may end up being something, but right now it's not.
Facts.
Right.
All right, let's see what this question is. Okay. Can a woman showing herself too much self-love intimidate a potential partner? Now, first of all, this question has me even fucked up, because somebody told me this is the perspective of other men, and I ain't never heard a no. This is probably their perspective, but they ain't want to embarrass themselves. Whatever the case may be, this is ridiculous.
Definitely that's 500.
A woman. I'm not even trying to drag it and, like, you know, but like, for my male listeners, like, y'all might have to give me some feedback, because I cannot understand that logic. Like, a woman is loving on herself. She's engaged in her life and her career. She's maybe prioritizing herself a little bit more than you.
as she should be, because she is the only person who has to live her life and live her journey and grow.
And this may intimidate you. I don't even know.
Okay, let's role play maybe.
Okay.
And try to understand without. All right, like, let's try to understand. Play. So I'll try to understand first.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Who are you though in the scenario?
Wait, what will help me understand? The man.
Okay. So, yeah, Billy, you know, tonight I'm going out with my friends and, you know, we're going to do like a spa day, you know, just working on, you know, self-love and self-care things, like, you know?
Self-care like what? Self-love like what?
You know, loving on yourself, like taking care of yourself. And actually, like, doing things with my girlfriend. So I can't hang out tonight.
Instead of coming with me, you going with your girls?
Yes.
Because you need self-love? Because that's what you want to do?
Yes, Billy.
How's she going to curve me? I'm trying to think it through. How's she going to curve me for her friends and girls who probably been there from before I've been here? Who are her support, who she loves. How's she going to spend time with them? All right. And cut. I can't get it.
I can't.
Maybe you try.
No. We gotta skip this fucking question. Next question.
Don't do that. It shouldn't intimidate someone. And if so, they're not securing themselves. That's what that comes down to.
Okay, your
question.
Not
secure. This is the last one. That's it.
Last one on Niaja.
Okay. But they're not securing themselves. That's what it comes down to.
You definitely should never date a man that, like, questions your self-care and your self-love routine. Right. Like, if it is, like, for me, right, personally, please. I need to do my nails. And if y'all want to think it's bougie, listen, bro.
It costs. I don't bring you peace.
It costs. It's something that I like to do for myself.
And
like,
you feel good when you have your nails done.
I like to look at my fingers, you know, make this little clicking noise. I like that. Right. That's, for me, a self-love or self-care thing. I like to go out and buy myself a candle.
Yes.
Because that makes me feel happy. Mm. Like, it's something that, and I'm like, I don't want to hear nothing about, like, oh, why are you spending money on this? Like, I don't want to hear that. Yes, the grandpa voice, because that's what I imagine an insecure man sounding like.
Yeah.
Like, why are you trying to do this? Like,
but that's literally how it sounds. Exactly. Because, and it's like, wait, you're really bothered by the fact that I am doing this and it's bringing me joy? But you want me?
Right.
It doesn't add up. It
doesn't add up.
And you'll feel that, ladies and gentlemen, we feel it. You'll feel it when it's like, no.
Yeah.
You're not here for me. Right. Tanasia, you really want to spend time with your friends? We see each other every single day. You really want to spend time with your friends?
Right.
Okay, sorry.
Scream it.
And it's not healthy. And you have to not be secure enough in yourself or your relationship if you feel the need to put that pressure on whoever, your girlfriend or boyfriend, to not do what they would like to do for their peace.
Big facts.
Like, that's crazy.
Big facts. Leave that person alone. We have to love ourselves.
Yeah. And pray for them.
Pray for them. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Do you think Black women are more susceptible to be a victim of struggle love, or is it all women? Black women are so underappreciated, so underrated. That's all you feel.
Yeah.
Underrated and just... In general, like, society has placed something on Black women, in general, has placed this view and their stigmas about being a Black woman, so I think so sometimes. Also, forget about the Black woman aspect, the Black community, like, love and how that has been framed for us, and Black men and what that means for some of us growing up in different types of cultures within the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the hood culture, if it's the... You know, Caribbean culture, if it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hypersexualized culture, which is so much of us. Like, if that's how our men are being raised up, then, yeah, I feel like sometimes we are a little bit more susceptible to the being victims of struggle love. Like, of love that you gotta go through this because this is how your men have been framed to think about being with women.
Mm-hmm.
This is how this man has been framed to think about being with this beautiful queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who he doesn't see that way yet. Yeah. Until he's at his down and he realizes this is the only one who's going to be there for him. Bro, it, that's cannot. Deep. It's levels to this.
First of all, let me get a little closer to the camera.
Right. Please.
This podcast is also being recorded on video, so you guys are going to see video as well. So, yeah, like with the struggle love, it's really unfortunate that a lot of times men, and particularly black men, have to go through some level of, like, you know, struggle on their own to realize that that woman is a queen. Right. Or should have been raised to higher standards because they're struggling. And a lot of times we see a lot of black men, especially when they reach a certain pinnacle of success, they more so go to other women of other races, and I'll say of the fairer skin.
Yeah, we all know.
And, you know, like, it's really disheartening. And I don't think that, I'll say, because this question was posed from a standard, like, do you think that other races of men are putting their women through struggle love before, you know, giving them the actual respect of honoring them enough to say, let me oblige her with whatever she wants?
I think that black women are the ones who speak up about any and everything, so that may be the difference. It may be that that's happened in that community. However, the women are like, going my man comes home, my man takes care of me. So culturally, they're like,
yeah,
we're fine. He may be out there, but he comes home. He puts food on the table. That may be how they've been framed and, you know, taught as a culture. So I think that may be it. Maybe that people are dealing with struggle love, but other it looks differently for black women because we don't take
we're not dealing with the bullshit.
Yeah. Since we're going to speak up about it, since we're going to be.
So, I definitely do think that women of other cultures experience struggle love, but as you said, like, they're not really vocal about it because a lot of other cultures and women are more submissive.
Yeah, that's
they're more what it like, is. Well, he makes this certain money, so I don't want to ruin my opportunity of being with this guy because of the fact that I'm going to speak up.
And from cultures that are more straight patriarchal, like, the men are the ones who call the shots and are the foundation, and men have way more power, not just socially or politically or, you know, in the ways that we see in our society, but way more power within the way they do life, their culture, the way they're living. Yeah, and those types of cultures, especially, or societies, men may be able to do whatever, and the whole community may know about it. Mm-hmm. However, in their culture, it may be that, oh, Sally Sue Robbins is with Billy Bob Robbins, and those are the Robbins.
Yeah.
Till death do them part, regardless of what.
Yeah.
And he's doing all this and that, but yeah, she's with her husband, and she stayed with him, and she kept her man, and their family is prosperous, regardless of all of that. Whereas, like, with us, especially in this new stage, I don't care what they want to say about millennials, XYZ, we're not taking a lot of shit. We are saying, oh, my peace is more important than keeping this image of, oh, I've got a man, though. I've had my husband for 50 years, even though my whole hair done fell out after the first 5 years because he stressed me out, you know?
Not the hair!
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
We're less likely as black women and as millennials.
Black women and millennials.
Right. To accept whatever is being given to us.
Really,
So, yeah, we're going to have the struggle love that's put on display more often because it's like, these women are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So then they're trying to make a mockery out of us, or they're trying to say, this is what black
they are. I think that's a lot of the reason why, like, because we're very vocal about where we stand as women now and as black women and as millennials. I think that's the reason why there's such an awful stigma towards, like, black women. Like, oh, these women are ghetto. They're, you know, it's not
so
even
loud
that.
And it's angry. Like, it's like, we're passionate.
We're loud. We're here.
Right.
We are here.
Right. Maybe. And we know what we want, and we're not afraid to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of us are in certain ways, but relatively,
right.
You know, we're not going to say, oh, you know, I'm going to step on these toes because you're not concerned about my toes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I would have to agree.
Right.
So that wraps up the questionnaire part of Talks With Tea, the podcast. Love me and love me more. This episode is about the gals, the love that we have for ourselves. I am so
our pro sisters.
The sisterhood. I'm so pro, like, love and relationships. Like, I want that in my future. Maybe not near future, but I do want it in my future. And, but also, like, now as a single woman, I'm understanding the importance of my self-love, and I understand the importance of, get, like, having a sisterhood.
And in a relationship with yourself, because relationships are not just with a man. It's a relationship with you, relationship with your family, relationship with your friend, relationship with your man. Like, I feel like we're so quick, naturally, just say relationships when we're talking about being with men, but that relationship, like you said, has to start with you.
Yes.
Then absolutely. You can layer on that other relationship. Yeah.
Cause that relationship is really heavy. I posted something about that on Instagram yesterday, basically talking about how like a relationship is healing and revealing. You know, a relationship should be healing and revealing. Right. It should heal you and reveal the parts of you that are not all together. You know, we are not. None of us are all together.
Every one of our relationships still should.
It should.
I want with ourselves. I want with our man. I want with our girl. I want with our sister girl. I want with our everyone who's genuinely for your life.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, it so should be.
That is that really on that. Revealing. For those questions, we got through them. This is the longest podcast I've ever done. But it's so, so necessary. And it's so interesting. Of course, we always have, like, the gems and things to talk about. This is the conversations we have normally, like, on the phone with each other. Over the years, growing into, like, adult women from teenage girls. And, you know, experiencing a lot of different
things. Preteen girls, thinking we were teens.
Yeah, like, as we hit, you know, puberty. Right. I hit puberty, like, a year before we met. So it's, like, going into puberty and then going into, like, first relationships, first boyfriends, other boy, like, you know, like, a bunch of changes. So I felt like, you know, this was so necessary to have a Galentine's Day episode with my best friend and someone that I just could, you know, talk to about this type of stuff comfortably.
Yeah.
Without feeling like, you know, damn it, I don't know how much I want to share. Because we pretty much share everything. We pretty much know everything besides a little deep, dark secrets. I don't know about those.
That's for sure.
But yeah, for the most part, everything, we pretty much talk about this type of stuff on a regular. So to wrap this episode up, we are Nice, do not laugh. Come on, this is a serious part. To wrap this episode up, Nyjah thinks this part is so funny. Like, she just
she's just listening.
We're gonna do a celebrity crush and smash or pass on maybe celebrities or whoever, whatever. We wanted to smash or pass on. So I would have to say, in light of Valentine's, who I would love to be my Valentine, is Kofi Cerobe.
Definitely. Why does that have to be smash? In terms of smash,
this is just celebrity crushes. Like, thumbs up, not smash or pass, but like, yes, no, Kofi Cerobe.
Yes, for 500.
Kofi Cerobe.
Brown, black men of this chocolate. Universe.
The chocolate.
I just must say, I appreciate chocolate.
Chocolate. Yes, that Kofi Cerobe is something else, and he is 25, 26 years old.
Stop playing.
I am not playing. I wish I was, because I want him, but whatever, you know. That's another topic for another day. But he is gorgeous. Okay, your turn.
I would have to say, I don't even be knowing people's names, but I would have to say I would have to say
Nyjah. She can't think of her crush.
A crush? Celebrity
crush or yes or no? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay, what would you... I'm just going to ask a general question.
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, so I will say, what do we think about Trey Songz?
Not Trey Songz.
We when we were at Roy Wilkins, I remember Chris Brown was popping and Trey Songz, and I was never really with Trey Songz, especially with those straight facts. He just wasn't doing it for me. Chris Brown was everything. But now,
okay,
Chris Breezy, but he looks young. I'm not into him. He's not a thumbs up or down. He's in the middle. But that's the first person I thought of.
Chris Breezy with the dance moves was always a yes.
Yes, and that smile.
Yes, yes, and that, yes.
Yeah. And at a time when light skin was so...
It was the right thing. It was definitely the right thing.
Yo, like... tell me.
Okay, more than a business. A passion. With the help of Bluehost's powerful...
This was it. This was our child.
Hold on, I'm gonna get back to one. Come on, lunch! Yeah. You'll never see this again!
Yeah. Tell me, fellas, have you seen her? It was about 5 minutes ago when I seen the hottest chick that a youngin' never seen before. I say, yo, tell the girls I wanna meet her. On second thought, that ain't the way to go. I gotta give her game proper. Spit it so she get it. There she is, I gotta stop her. Or should I talk about...
I really thought I was Chris Breezy with the dance moves with this. So... I remember really crushing on Chris Brown to the point where, like, I listened to his album all day.
When we had them trips? 231? Yes. I had a Chris Brown birthday party. My hat on my cake. Had Chris Brown's face. I was a fiend.
Yo, he was...
Chris Brown lit. Was everything.
He was everything. Trey Songz, I can never get into Trey Songz. Like...
I love his voice.
What was his song, baby? I can't help but wait. No, it wasn't that. I don't want to leave, but I got to go right. That was
corny.
It was like, bro, what are we doing right now? Like, Chris Breezy was always wildin'.
Right.
All right, who else? Okay, Bow Wow or Romeo?
At this point, I would say Romeo.
Romeo was always fine, but, like, Bow Wow actually was, like, lit.
Bow Wow was lit. Romeo was fine, but I couldn't see the fineness. But now I would say Romeo. He came to
spell. Now, Romeo Miller. He's Romeo Miller. He's not little Romeo.
He ain't little no more.
He ain't little no more. Bow Wow is still little.
Bow Wow begged to take that little off. Put some respect on that Bow Wow, because he ain't little.
He ain't little no more.
He ain't
right.
Little Bow Wow, y'all.
He took it off. He took it off at a certain point in his life.
Who should have
been it? Oh, my God. Remember freaking B2K? B2K? Them two. B2K or what's it?
B5. B2K for me. B5 okay. Was just corny at some point. I know they had some songs, but... I had to just...
Woo! Yo, B2K was everything.
Right.
Everything with that Omarion.
Right.
That Omarion.
Omarion was everything. Omarion was everything.
Okay, Usher or Neo?
Now, they have different... They're both very talented. And I'm thinking in terms of talent. What do you mean? What's the smash or pass? We're going to go with Usher on that one.
Usher for 5,000.
Till this day.
Not that. Okay, Mario.
Singing.
Or. Mario or. Who else?
Or Lil Wayne. Nah.
Or Lloyd.
Mario for me.
Lloyd for me. I used to love Lloyd's beautiful hair.
I like his hair.
And
period.
That skin. Lloyd was hot. In Southside?
I can't get with his.
No?
No. I can't get with it.
Nah, that is funny as hell. Oh,
like,
okay.
I don't
know.
He reminded me of a lizard.
Not a lizard.
Something to that extent.
A lizard?
Maybe not a lizard, but a lizard family. What about Idris Elba or Morris Chestnut?
Ooh.
I would say Morris, though.
Morris Chestnut. He won.
Yeah.
First of all, Morris Chestnut was in all the, like, classic bomb 90s movies.
And he
movies.
Was always the gentleman who I was like, if I need my man to be this, like...
First of all, Morris Chestnut, let me take a sip to this, because first of all,
yeah,
I
let
was,
me get a sip to that.
I was, like, 14 please. Years old and mad grown looking at that man.
Me too. From little, looking like, oh my goodness, look at that deep... brown skin, look at that smile. I've loved smiles since
I would
was a
have
kid.
To say Idris Elba is beautiful, but like
he's fine. Morris Chestnut,
he is the epitome of chocolate.
Nah, he is
chocolate thunder.
That man.
Yeah, that was a lot. That's a lot. But yeah, guys, we're gonna wrap it.
Lil
up.
Wayne, a Lil Dro. What? Finish it off right, Lil Wayne. A Lil Dro.
What the hell does Lil Dro look like? No, I have to go on Google now.
You can't just hit a whole bunch of regular everyone can guess ones. You gotta throw in some
girls. Lil Dro.
Look at the face.
Lil Dro, though.
Ooh, that's a good one, y'all. Lil Wayne.
First of all, Lil Wayne. Lil Dro looks a mess.
But Lil Wayne does too at times. Ooh,
T.I.P. or Birdman.
That's not even fair.
You're right. That's not
fair. T.I.P. or August Alsina.
T.I.P. T.I. Oh, no. I'm not saying, August.
I just thought of a light, right?
Sorry, no. Not August. Oh, nah. Okay. Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane, fat or skinny?
Stop it.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Fat Joe, fat or skinny? Nah.
Fat Joe or DJ Khaled?
I'm gonna go with Fat Joe.
I'm gonna go with the lean back.
I'm gonna just lean back with that one.
I'm gonna have to go. Nah. DJ Khaled is annoying.
I can't go with DJ Khaled.
I'm not. Not another one.
We the best.
I cannot.
We the. Like, okay, we are. But at this point, this is not the best for we.
Oh my God. Nah, I can't. I'm literally about to cry.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
This has been great.
Guys, this has been so much fun. Whew, I gotta catch my breath because that one was just too much.
I think I do.
Big Bird or Elmo? It's like, nah. We done. We are done. Big Bird or Elmo? I would have to go with Elmo because Elmo was cute. Big Bird,
But Elmo was...
Ernie or Bert?
Bert! One of them was more emotionally, they needed Bert, like, or Ernie. You like, I need you here. Not that one. The other one. The regular one.
That was Ernie.
Yeah. Bert! I'll take Bert for my husband.
We can see that she doesn't like emotional men.
I like emotions not to be expressed. But what was it, Ernie? Ernie was doing too much. If you're like Ernie, yes, he can go to sleep without waiting for you to get out of the bathtub. Like
he was OD.
Yeah. Like, don't be like that, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys, please. This was a lot of fun. That was hilarious. Nah. So next episode will be dang, I forgot my episode number. What am I on?
Number
Sheesh. Episode 16. I'm tripping. Too much Moscato.
Too much
Moscato. It's Galentine's Day, guys. This is the only time you will
celebrate
ever see...
celebrate with your gals.
You will ever see this type of, like... Because besides that, we getting straight to business.
Oh, right.
But it's Galentine's Day. We are going to...
And before Galentine's Day is up, this was the actual presentation. Happy Galentine's Day. Appreciate your sisters, guys.
Why wouldn't you let me know this?
Because I told you not to show that back. Appreciate your sisters. Appreciate your friends. You can't see it. Happy Galentine's Day, but just at least show them the card.
Guys,
we have to appreciate our sisters, even if they ain't your sisters, sister friends, the ones who are real to you.
Choose people who lift you up.
From Michelle Obama.
Let me see if I could do this YouTube, you know, the light. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
This is so nice. Stop. Oh my God. This is such a beautiful card.
This is for Valentine's Day, you know? This is why we can appreciate. I told you not to do cards. We weren't. I just saw it and I was like, I love it. I really want to take a screen. Thanks, man. Copy. You're awesome. Please make it visible to all.
Okay, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode. It has been an almost an hour long of fun and laughs and a lot of info. So tune in to next week. If you have yet to subscribe, like, share, and subscribe. Comment. Definitely post a review if you can on Apple Podcasts. And tune in next week. Bow. Yay!